Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 11, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Sezzle surpasses 1 million active customers. Offgamers, DT1 partnership to support customers to send airtime across the globe. Fiserv, SAP help B2B companies to offer digital payment methods. Deliver raises $40 MLN to fuel two-day delivery for e-commerce sellers. Repay's digital payment platform to reduce merchants' settlement times. Paytm launches recurring payments option. Contactless payment transaction to reach $6 TLN globally by 2024. How big tech brands make businesses an even bigger phishing target. Augmenting trust with technology in global trade finance. New payment rails take on real-time B2B friction. Now let's get started. Sezzle surpasses 1 million active customers. Sezzle, a digital payments platform operating in the US and Canada, has announced it has now passed the 1 million mark for active end customers. Since launching in the US in 2016, the Sezzle payments platform has been one of the preferred, buy now, pay later, payments solution for merchants and consumers. This announcement comes just after Sezzle announced that its pool of merchant partners has grown past 10,000 at the end of Q4 2019. Sezzle's mission is to financially empower the next generation of consumers who have been historically locked out of the traditional credit system and support shoppers across the entire demographic spectrum with a streamlined alternative to the incumbent payment options traditionally available to average consumers. Offgamers, DT1 partnership to support customers to send airtime across the globe. Offgamers has selected DT1's global B2B mobile solutions platform to support its customers to buy international airtime top-ups (IAT) in addition to gaming credits such as game cards, game keys and vouchers. With more than 2.5 billion gamers worldwide, mobile gaming on smartphones and tablets makes up 45% of the total market, according to a press release from Offgamers. Keeping this growing mobile gaming base in mind, Offgamers recognizes that the option to buy international airtime or data on its platform offers value to mobile gaming customers. Internet access is essential to mobile gaming and being able to quickly top up mobile airtime for friends or loved ones abroad is a natural addition to Offgamers' global product offering. By partnering with DT1, Offgamers have real-time access to DT1's global B2B network of more than 550 mobile operators across 160 countries, allowing customers to buy airtime instantly in more than 100 currencies. Fiserv, SAP help B2B companies to offer digital payment methods. Fiserv and SAP have integrated their solutions to help B2B companies to offer digital payment methods to their customers. The companies bring together two cloud-based solutions, Snap Pay, an enterprise payments application from First Data, now Fiserv, and SAP Digital Payments add-on. SAP Digital Payments add-on helps enable credit card and other digital payment methods subject to the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, PCI DSS. Companies running any variant of SAP order or sale to cash processes, B2B, B2C, point of sale, web, can integrate to certified payment service solutions, including Snap Pay, with flexible access to multiple digital payment methods. Snap Pay is built to serve the accounts receivable and accounts payable needs of large and mid-sized companies. Through integration with SAP ERP Central Component and SAP S/4HANA, Snap Pay facilitates card, automated clearinghouse (ACH), and new digital payment methods. The solution also digitizes labor-intensive corporate treasury operations into a real-time, automated, and secure experience. Deliver raises $40 MLN to fuel two-day delivery for e-commerce sellers. Deliver has raised $40 million in a new funding round, bringing its total raise to $70 million. The funding round was led by Activant Capital, with other investors that included 8VC, GLP, and Ryan Peterson, founder and CEO of logistics and supply chain software platform Flexport. Deliver is a startup that uses data and a network of warehouse partners to strategically position inventory and enable fast e-commerce deliveries for its customers. Through partnerships with owners of warehouses across the country, the startup uses shippers' data and its own algorithm to determine where to place inventory in unused space in high-demand areas for fast delivery, tapping the warehouse's own fulfillment capabilities. Deliver integrates with e-commerce marketplaces like Walmart.com, eBay, and Shopify. The startup will use new funding to improve its machine learning capabilities for predicting demand and correctly positioning inventory, to add new e-commerce marketplace extensions, and to expand its team at its offices in San Francisco, Chicago, and Toronto. Repay's digital payment platform to reduce merchants' settlement times. RaPay has announced the launch of its digital payment system, a new platform designed to reduce merchant settlement times associated with taking debit card payments. With the RaPay system, all payments clear within minutes, providing the recipient with instant, guaranteed cash in the bank on all completed sales. In addition to this, the RaPay system doesn't involve the need to rent expensive POS machines and can be implemented anywhere that has an internet connection. Payments on the RaPay system can be completed entirely on a customer's mobile phone by scanning the retailer's unique QR code. The codes automatically link with the user's mobile banking app to direct funds to the correct retailer. All receipts are sent electronically via email. QR codes can be displayed digitally or printed out and presented on any surface, making the system available even to informal vendors without electricity. RaPay can also operate using NFC chip communication by tapping a phone on an NFC-enabled device. The RaPay platform is already available to customers from multiple banks across Europe, including Barclays, Bank of Scotland, HSBC, Nationwide, NatWest, RBS, Santander, Bank of Ireland, Danske Bank and Halifax, First Direct, TSB, and M&S Bank are now live. Paytm launches recurring payments option. Paytm has launched recurring payments option on Paytm Payments Gateway in partnership with Paytm Payments Bank. The new feature will help Paytm's users to automatically pay for recurring payments for their subscription-based spends on platforms such as Hotstar, GeoSovn, Ghana and Z5, utility recharges, and bill payments. As many internet users have concerns sharing their debit or credit card details for recurring payments, the new feature will build a sense of trust among them and will help to boost the membership of subscription-based platforms. The new service, which is compliant to the guidelines laid out by the Reserve Bank of India, will also help the users to pay their monthly recurring payments for mutual funds and loan repayments. For using this feature, users will have to give one-time approval at the time of joining the subscription to the merchants of their choice whom they want to pay at regular intervals. Information such as merchant name, subscription start date, frequency of debit, and the amount to be paid will be saved by Paytm for operating recurring payments. Contactless payment transaction to reach $6 TLN globally by 2024. Juniper Research has released a new research forecasting that global contactless transaction values will reach nearly $6 trillion in 2024, up from $2 trillion in 2020. It found that this increase will be driven by significant growth in OEM pay and contactless card transaction values, especially in the U.S. The new research, Contactless Payments, Market Status, Vendor Analysis and Market Forecasts 2020-2024, identified the rollout of contactless cards in the U.S. and improvements in China's contactless POS infrastructure as key drivers of this increase, as well as strong growth from Apple Pay. However, the research found that OEM pay, payment options from smartphone manufacturers, will account for higher value payments over the forecast period, due to restrictive payment limits for contactless cards. Juniper Research anticipates that contactless cards will experience significant growth in the U.S., with transaction values surpassing $1.5 trillion in 2024, rising from $178 billion in 2020. The research found that growth will be fueled by the promotion of contactless cards by major U.S. banks, reductions in the costs associated with issuing contactless cards in the U.S. and their increasing use in the ticketing space. How big tech brands make businesses an even bigger phishing target. New data was released this week with an urgent, albeit not necessarily unexpected, message, ransomware and other phishing attacks continue to dramatically spike, with more frequent and more expensive attacks hitting businesses and government entities of all sizes. The New York Times reported Sunday, February 9, that a whopping 205,280 businesses had lost access to company files as a result of ransomware attacks last year, an increase of 41% from the previous year. More recently, Today email cybersecurity firm VadeSecure announced the release of its own research on the most common mechanism through which cyber attackers commit their ransomware scams, phishing attacks. According to VadeSecure's Fisher's Favorites Q4 2019 report, attackers continue to impersonate some of the world's largest brands to trick email recipients into believing their scams, and for corporates, the most common brand used is Microsoft. Speaking to PYMNTS, VadeSecure Chief Solution Architect Adrian Gendra said the impersonation of Microsoft represents a broader trend and a threat of the enterprise, as more businesses embrace digitization and enterprise apps from service providers like Microsoft, their exposure to potential phishing attacks grows. Certainly, the more apps and digital services businesses use, the more potential hooks there are for cyber criminals, and the more likely they are to be targeted by phishing, he said. We leave clues all over the place on websites, social media, etc. as to which services we use. He pointed to corporates' use of a business mail exchange as one source of public information that can be used by phishers to identify which email service a company uses, for example. B2C brands' B2B risks. Microsoft is a heavyweight in the enterprise app space, but increasingly, big brands that are typically associated with consumer-facing solutions, like PayPal, are introducing B2B solutions, further expanding the attack surface for cybercriminals. Indeed, VadeSecure's report found PayPal is the most impersonated brand name among phishers, for the second quarter in a row. Researchers warned, too, that this trend isn't just a tactic threatening consumers, as PayPal expands its footprint in the B2B space with business payments, small business loans, and other back-office offerings for corporates. The opportunity for phishers to wield the PayPal name to trick business targets will grow, too. Brands that previously serviced consumers have expanded into the corporate sector, and vice versa, said Gendra, noting that he has seen more and more PayPal, Netflix and Facebook phishing targeting corporate email users. This trend was reflected in a recent cybersecurity incident with WhatsApp. While the popular messaging app emerged to target consumers, the company has recently expanded its services for businesses. Last year, analysts warned of a security flaw in the Android version of the app that impacted file sharing on the platform, a vulnerability. Experts warned that could have particularly significant implications for small businesses and freelancers using WhatsApp. In one of the most damaging media file jacking attacks, a malicious actor can manipulate an invoice sent by a vendor to a customer to trick the customer into making a payment to an illegitimate account, warned Symantec in a blog post at the time. A proliferating threat. While phishing attacks are a growing risk to businesses thanks to the deployment of more sophisticated attack methods, corporates' digitization initiatives are also broadening their chances of becoming a victim. This not only occurs as a result of high-profile technology brands expanding their reach among corporate customers. As Gendra explained, rising cloud adoption, data integrations between businesses, growing array of back-office platforms is also adding complexity to their security measures, and expanding the cybersecurity risk. For instance, not only is PayPal introducing new services for B2B payments, invoicing, cash management and more, the company is also supporting integrations with other B2B apps, like Tipalti. Businesses' embrace of Microsoft is yet another reflection of this trend. It's the same reason why phishing Office 365 is so much more lucrative than on-premise Microsoft Exchange, he said. It's a cloud platform connecting multiple apps and services. Phishing provides a single entry point to that platform, allowing hackers to spread from email to OneDrive, SharePoint, Skype. The more disparate systems are integrated, the bigger the risk from a single cyberattack. At the same time, of course, attackers are deploying new tactics. Gendra said there has been a sharp increase in file-sharing phishing, manipulation of brand logos, and the strategy of adding legitimate brand content in their phishing attacks. For instance, adding one phishing link into a mix of several legitimate URLs in an email. With phishing scams continuing to target corporates' financial departments, from payroll to accounts payable, Gendra also highlighted the shift from attackers attempting to steal single, large sums from a target, to casting a wider net to steal smaller sums from multiple business targets to remain undetected. A request to purchase a few hundred dollars worth of gift cards is more likely to not trigger any alarms, he noted. The opportunities to infiltrate are widespread for phishers today, and as more businesses adopt high-profile brands like PayPal and Microsoft and encourage integration between their back-office platforms, the phishing risk will only continue to climb. Augmenting trust with technology in global trade finance. In cross-border trade, trust has historically been a critical part of the equation. Corporate buyers must trust that their suppliers will deliver what they promised. Vendors, meanwhile, must trust that their customers will pay on time. And the banks that finance these transactions must trust that what business partners say will happen, has actually happened. Of course, participants in the global trading ecosystem won't simply take each other's word for it. High volumes of trade documents are key to verifying purchases, payments, deliveries, and more, but paper and manual data checks severely hamper transparency and accuracy. Lee Tyrone, CEO and founder of trade finance and payments platform Envoy, says a lack of trust continues to hamper the industry's ability to address the ongoing $1.5 trillion yearly trade finance gap, with paper as a massive culprit limiting access to trade finance. Financial institutions, FIS, today face the ongoing threat of trade finance, he noted, pointing to a common tactic of a supplier submitting the same invoice to two different financiers to receive double funding. But it's not the only risk faced by traders and banks today. With such a high volume of documents, including bills of lading, customs documents, inspection certificates, invoices, warehouse receipts and more, paperwork forgeries are common, and are often so good that you can't tell the difference, said Tyrone. Even as businesses move away from physical paper, their reliance on email to transmit information between trading partners and players in the ecosystem exposes the trade finance arena to the growing risk of cyberattacks. Traditionally, financiers had to take various methods to try and mitigate fraud, Tyrone noted. Third-party validators help, but they also add an additional cost. Some financiers have even traveled huge distances to check in person that the foods they were going to receive were real. Lower trust, higher costs. From invoice fraud to cyberattacks, the threats hampering trust in cross-border trade continue to grow. And as financial regulations expand to combat financial crime, many financiers have found trade finance is simply too expensive to underwrite as a result, leading to either higher costs for global traders or banks pulling back from trade finance altogether. The procedural burden of verifying a high volume of documents and mitigating fraud and cybersecurity risks has had a particularly profound impact on the ability of smaller businesses to access trade finance, noted Tyrone, adding that one of SMB's biggest barriers to global expansion is accessing the financing that is necessary to grow. Often, SMBs do not have the clout or relationship with a large, multinational bank, leaving them to rely on local banks for trade finance. These local banks do not have the liquidity or risk threshold to finance the entire trade, so they have to turn to affiliate banking and attempt to sell a portion in an attempt to pool resources and mitigate risks, he said. Unfortunately, their affiliates are often in a similar situation and would need to turn to other affiliates as well. As a single trade finance transaction proliferates down a chain of banks in an effort to pool resources and disperse risk, financing becomes more expensive and far less efficient for financiers and businesses alike. Technology's new approach to trust. Automation technology has made an effort to address financiers' biggest trade finance risks and the knock-on effects of a lack of trust in the market. One of the most promising tools in this space, according to Tyrone, is blockchain. Many have tried to shoehorn blockchain technology into solutions where it doesn't quite fit, but trade finance, supply chain finance, and cross-border payments are some of the few examples of commercial use where it can genuinely make a real difference, he said. The opportunities for blockchain are significant in areas like managing high volumes of trade documents, with distributed ledger technology, DLT, able to promote the validity of documents with significantly less risk of duplication or data tampering. But blockchain goes further, said Tyrone. The technology, along with smart contracts, also enables the automated execution of certain processes. For instance, a payment can be automatically released only when certain criteria are met pertaining to the delivery of goods. Encryption and other security measures also lower risk barriers and promote efficiency not only for banks, but also for alternative financiers or crowdfunding models. Tokenization enables a cross-border payment process to be integrated directly within the broader trade financing agreement, with the potential to lower or eliminate foreign exchange costs. And beyond finances, blockchain's interoperability with technologies like RFID and the Internet of Things (IoT) means that data stemming from the tracking of physical goods as they move along the supply chain can add an extra layer of validity and efficiency in trade finance transactions, too. Overall, said Tyrone, the true value of technologies like blockchain in trade finance doesn't necessarily lie in enhancing trust between parties but in not having to rely on trust at all. What blockchain provides is a trustless and transparent system, he said, pointing to the rise of triple ledger accounting, in which validation does not rely merely on confirmation by only two counterparties, but also a network of other users on the blockchain. In such a system, there is no need to trust other people, because all participants are able to keep one another honest, he said. This is the time for decentralization and autonomy to bring trust and transparency into an industry that has historically lacked it. New payment rails take on real-time B2B friction. The latest data from Nacha found a new record high growth rate for adoption of ACH payments, with B2B payments showcasing a surge in adoption of the legacy payment rail that has recently turned to technologies that can augment the service, from the movement of transaction data with an ACH payment to the deployment of same-day ACH. Yet this week's look at payment rail innovation finds that many players in the B2B space are turning to develop new payment networks and services infrastructure from the ground up, rather than rely on new technology for legacy payment rails to improve the business payment experience. Signature Bank mixes rails for AP. Signature Bank, based in Chicago, announced a new accounts payable solution for its corporate clients designed to support businesses' demand for choice when it comes to payment rails. The bank said last week that it is rolling out its FinRails AP solution, a business-to-business B2B payments automation solution that supports Visa commercial cards, ACH and paper checks. Designed with features to streamline the supplier onboarding process, FinRails AP enables companies initiate transactions via a single payment file upload. In a statement, Visa Global Head of Business Solutions Kevin Fallon pointed to the choice, flexibility and security the B2B solution offers via supporting multiple payment rails. Cashfree links India firms to faster payments. In India, payments and banking technology firm Cashfree recently revealed its initiative to open up the nation's real-time payment network to corporates with the launch of its UPI Unified Payments Interface stack, a solution designed to enable businesses to onboard to the rail. As UPI continues to witness tremendous growth in India, we want to offer businesses a simple way to use the UPI infrastructure for the widest range of business payment applications, explained Cashfree co-founder and CEO Akash Sinha in a statement. The UPI stack offers application programming interfaces (APIs) to support corporates' UPI integration in a range of their back-office operations, including payments, collections and refund processing. Clear embraces blockchain for high-volume transactions. Blockchain startup Clear is embracing distributed ledger technology to facilitate high-volume B2B transactions, with a focus on the telecommunications sector, a market in which telco partners must exchange a high volume of payments and data while ensuring compliance to complex agreements between each other. The company, which recently spoke with PYMNTS about its technology following a funding round, has plans to offer its solution to other industries as well. According to Clear co-founder and executive chairman Aran Hajiog, existing payment rails cannot handle the data burden, particularly in cross-border payment scenarios. Yet, he told PYMNTS, Clear also aims to integrate with existing payment networks with the ability to both operate on top of current infrastructure, or bypass it altogether. Transparent Systems wields blockchain for real-time settlement. Transparent Systems is another newly funded startup wielding blockchain technology for B2B payments, though this company is targeting its solution toward real-time settlement. Company co-founder and chief technology officer Jeff Kramer told PYMNTS in a recent interview that Transparent Systems is addressing the need for businesses to enable real-time settlement, particularly for repeat transactions on a consistent basis with their business partners, to mitigate counterparty risk. The company is starting from scratch to facilitate B2B payments, rather than using existing payment rails, he said, noting that doing so means addressing pain points from the get-go beyond the challenge of moving money, including easing friction in onboarding and integration. Banks back blockchain for settlement, too. Recent reports noted a group of financial institutions, spearheaded by UBS Group, has begun to develop a blockchain-powered cross-border trade settlement solution. The consortium is developing a digital token, the Utility Settlement Coin, USC, to facilitate the movement of both money and data across borders, with UBS head of strategic investment and fintech innovation Haider Jaffrey explaining that the technology removes settlement risk, the counterparty risk, the market risk. All of those risks add up to costs and inefficiencies in the marketplace. Metro Bank loops SMBs into BACs. In the UK, Metro Bank recently announced its participation into the BACS payment network, operated by Pay UK, to facilitate direct debit origination for its business customers. The payment rail addition is the result of the bank's partnership with business payments solution provider Bottomline Technologies, an announcement said, with Metro planning to roll out the service for small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) in the coming months. The capability will enable businesses to initiate, collect and manage direct debit payments. According to Bottomline Managing Director, Europe Nigel Savory, SMBs have traditionally found it challenging to get access to direct debit with all the benefits it brings. Notcha touts ACH's growth for B2B. As blockchain and newer real-time payment networks gain traction among businesses, Notcha says ACH is also seeing a boost in the B2B payments arena. The organization announced last week that the annual growth rate of the ACH network's volumes in 2019 reached a 12-year high, with 24.7 billion transactions completed on the network. B2B payments alone saw a 12% year-on-year increase, reaching 4 billion payments last year. Notcha also pointed to the growing adoption of its newest ACH service, Same Day ACH, valuing $247 billion in transactions last year, though Notcha did not reveal how much of that volume could be attributed to corporates using Same Day ACH. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.